This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Northwestern Energy and Montana Dakota Utilities both are making rate increase requests to the five-member all-Republican Montana Public Service Commission to increase customers' power bills following significant rate hikes approved just last year. In August 2023, the Montana Public Service Commission approved for Montana Dakota Utilities a 9.1% increase for residential customers, although MDU wanted even more. MDU is asking for another $9.4 million in annual revenue, or an overall increase of 11.1%. Montana Dakota Utilities estimated the increases at 16% for residential customers and much lower increases from 0.3% to 3.8% for other classes. In October 2023, the Public Service Commission approved a settlement for Northwestern Energy that pushed up rates 28% for residential energy customers. Both companies again have rate requests pending with regulators, and Tuesday, the Public Service Commission unanimously opted against returning $13 million from Northwestern to customers, despite an argument from the Montana Consumer Council. In the newest rate request, Northwestern is asking for another $21.9 million in revenue. Northwestern said it will have put more than $1 billion into Montana natural gas and electric businesses by the end of 2024, including $310 million it has spent on a planned methane-fired plant in Laurel. If approved, rates would go up in October of this year and then again in April 2025, according to Northwestern Energy. Electric bills for residential customers would go up 1.9% in October and 8.28% in April. Natural gas bills would go up 9.28% in October and 17% next April. A double meteor shower will light up the night skies in late July. On the night of July 30th, two meteor showers, the Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids, will reach their peak. The meteor showers will predominantly occupy the southern sky. The meteors will radiate out from different constellations, including Orion, Perseus, and Gemini. The star-studded night of July 30th begins with the Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower. The Aquarid meteoroids are the grander of the two showers and are believed to be remnants of the comet 96P Macholtz. At the meteor shower's peak, people could see up to 25 shooting stars each hour. The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower will be in the southeast region of the sky, near the constellations Aquarius, Capricornus, Aquila, and Pisces. On the same night is the Alpha Capricornids meteor shower next to the constellation Aquarius, where the Capricornids meteor shower originates. That meteor shower could add an extra 5 shooting stars an hour. Meteors and meteorites come from our solar system, usually beginning their journey in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Some also come from comets. As comets get close to the sun, they lose material, which can cause meteor showers when Earth crosses their paths. Did you know the medalist winners at the 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games will be taking home a piece of Paris in their medals? Each of the 5,084 gold, silver, and bronze medals contains an 18-gram hexagonal chunk of iron from the Eiffel Tower. Completed in 1889, the City of Light's iconic landmark has undergone numerous renovations, and certain metallic elements were removed and preserved in the processes. Sections of the original iron, stripped of its brown paint, are included in the Olympic medals. On one side of the Olympic medals is the iron from the Eiffel Tower, engraved with the phrase Paris 2024 and the Olympic rings and flame. On the other is an image of Greek goddess of victory Nike standing in the Panathenaic Stadium where the 1896 games were held, with the Eiffel Tower and the Acropolis of Athens in the background. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.